Franklin Field in Philadelphia is the arena for this World Championship battle between the Eastern Conference champions, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Green Bay Packers, rulers of the Western Conference. The fabulous Dutchman, Norm Van Brocklin, earned the league's Most Valuable Player award for his role in the Eagles' flight to victory. Packers move in the first period after recovering an Eagle fumble. Paul Hornung drives over the left side for 5 yards. Our ground camera watches Jim Taylor take a handoff from Bart Starr. Jim bangs to the Eagle 11. A penalty stymies the Packers, and Paul Hornung tries a field goal. Paul's boot soars through the blue. Referee Ron Gibbs signals the kick is good, and the Packers from Green Bay have drawn first blood as they take an early 3-0 lead. The Packers work the trap play to perfection. Jim Taylor finds the hole and runs roughshod for a 13-yard pickup. The first quarter ends with Green Bay leading 3-0. Bart Starr opens the second period by pitching a perfect strike to Boyd Daller. It's another first down on the Eagle 15. Three straight incomplete passes force the Packers to try for 3 points. Hornung connects from the 23-yard line. The Packers post a 6-0 lead early in the second period. The Eagles finally get moving. Van Brocklin drops back, and it's Tommy McDonald slanting across the middle. The Eagles speed merchant gets to the Packer 35 before he's stopped by Hank Greminger. Again, Van Brocklin goes back and looks for McDonald. Tommy's open on the 7 to take Van's pass into the end zone for the first touchdown of the game. Bobby Walston adds the point, and it's 7-6 Eagles. Packers fail to move, and Van Brocklin continues his long-range bombing. Pete Retzlaff makes a beautiful catch. The play nets 41 yards to the Packer 33. Packers are wary of the long pass, so Van shoots a swing pass to Ted Dean. Ted makes a perfect cutback and fights to the 8-yard line. The Packer defense stiffens, and Bobby Walston tries a field goal from the 15. The kick is good. It's Eagles 10, Green Bay 6 at halftime. Eagle fans hope their birds can hold the lead for 2 more periods to become world champions. In the third quarter, Van Brocklin wastes little time in dropping back and looking for McDonald. Van finds Tommy slanting through the Packer secondary. Jesse Whittenden makes the tackle, but the birds have a first down on the Green Bay 40. The Eagles move closer, and our slow motion camera sees Van Brocklin roll out to his right. The Dutchman aims for McDonald, but John Simank goes high to pull down the pass. A great play by Simank, and it's 1st and 10 Green Bay on the 20. The Eagle defense holds the Packers, and Max McGee is back to punt. Max fakes and then takes off on a dangerous mission through the Eagles. McGee gets 35 yards before he's nailed by Ted Dean on the Eagle 45. Starr keeps the Packers moving as he connects with Gary Knappel on the Eagle 32. The third quarter ends with the Eagles ahead, 10-6. As the fourth period opens, let's watch in slow motion as Tom Moore follows number 64, Jerry Kramer, around left end. Maxie Bawn rolls off Kramer's block and hits into Moore. Tom gets 8 yards on the play, and it's 1st and goal from the 10. On 2nd down, Bart Starr fires to Max McGee, slanting into the end zone for a Green Bay touchdown. Hornung adds the conversion, and the Packers take the lead, 13-10. Paul Hornung kicks off for Green Bay. Ted Dean takes it on the 2. The Eagles clear a path for Ted up the left side. Tim Brown, number 22, leads the way for Dean. Willie Wood makes the stop on the Packer 39, a beautiful 59-yard return for Mr. Dean. Van Brocklin flips a quick pass to Billy Barnes. Billy scrambles for 13 yards to the Packer 14. Ted Dean is read out and Van sends him wide. Dean blazes by the stunned Packers. Jerry Hugh throws the key block and Dean goes in for the score. Ralston converts to make it 17-13 Eagles. The Eagles hold the Packers the rest of the way to win their first world championship since 1949 with a brilliant come-from-behind victory.